Okay, QQ members, this is Dwight. I've had the great privilege of listening to something quite extraordinary here in Australia. It's pointless for me to tell you why I'm here, but I'm only here in Australia actually because I was going to have the opportunity to meet the Surround Masters. And as you know, they've done an awful lot for the Forum. And now I've had an opportunity to listen to their total perspective system, which has completely blown me out of the water. What I heard just a few moments ago, I wouldn't have believed. And I'm going to let them tell you about it. They're going to give you're going to hear their voices. You've been communicating with them on the forum, and here's an opportunity for them to talk about something. And I'm going to write about this when we get back. But Chucky, first of all, if you can all just say your name, and
I'm Chucky, okay. Otherwise Charlie Van Dongen. I've been on the forum for some time. Moving along to Dawson.
All right, Dawson.
Yeah, I'm Dawson. I'm really the salesperson in the organization, so I think everything's wonderful.
I'm David Alexandru, the one with the goggles on the forum. I'm the Overture on the forum, and the general engineer and the chief bitch at Involve Audio.
I'm going to let them describe to you what the total perspective system is, but I simply want to say that I have had the opportunity and I'm just being dead honest here. I would not be saying this. I wouldn't be doing this if I had not been just blown away. What I heard was so superior to the standard 7.1 system that we've all become familiar, or 5.1 system that we've all become familiar with, whether in music or in motion pictures. And we were watching Avatar, the movie, and A-Being, the standard soundtrack with their Total Perspective soundtrack. And it is a true advancement in audio. And how it works, I do not know. And I will let them try to talk about, but I'll let Chucky and David, Dawson, tell you what they were attempting to achieve. And I am here as an honest broker to tell you not only did they achieve it, they went beyond the ordinary sound experience. I'm going to start with Chucky.
Oh, hi, everybody. I suppose I'll go back to the beginning of my surround sound experience. Was probably in the mid-'80s when I, with great enthusiasm, adopted ProLogic 1. In fact, I built a lot of that system at home and eventually turned it on, and I was greatly disappointed. Disappointed partly because I personally don't like center channel, and Dwight and I disagree on that, but we'll live with it. That's all right. But probably more specifically disappointed because all I heard was essentially 70-80% of the sound coming out of the center, and the odd little splashy effects coming from front left, front right, and the sides. And to me, it never represented an immersive environment at all. It represented a very artificial creation, and it showed the limitations of the recording engineers in what they were doing. I think in some ways it could have been better presented at the time, but it wasn't. And then later on, of course, we got ProLogic 2, which was an advancement on that, and now all the myriad of the discrete systems. But the way I see it at the moment, we've got 5.1, which is the popular thing, 7.1, 11.1, 22.2, the latest Dolby Atmos, and then you can go to more advanced wave field synthesis techniques, which are upwards of 60 channels. We've heard up to 900 channels, which I'm sure the wife is going to really love in the house. I can't sell. I've trouble selling 4 channels in my house. Involve and Total Perspective, mm-hmm. were very much an attempt to address those issues and to get a more immersive sound going. And I suppose one of my initial focuses was to get rid of the centre channel. I hate the centre channel for reasons of whenever I'm looking at the performances, I see their mouths moving, the performers, their mouths moving in the middle of the screen, yet I hear the sound coming from underneath the screen, which is presenting, say, a 30-degree differential between where the sound should come from where I'm actually hearing it. That disturbs me a lot. But also what disturbs me is the installation of the centre channel. It doesn't really fit well in most houses. Not everybody has got the luxury of a full theatre as such. Most people have got they've got a TV which they plonk in the middle of the room, and so where do you put the centre channel? It doesn't always quite fit underneath the TV, and the wife doesn't always like it. In fact, as I was saying to Dwight yesterday, Philips had a study a few years ago where they found in 60% of installations of surround sound systems that the customers didn't turn on the rears or the centres, or they just put them up the front. And that's a real conundrum out there that's being promoted heavily, yet it's not being used. So Total Perspective, combination with our Involved system, was an attempt to simplify things down, to get it back to four speakers, because I viewed that a room typically has four corners, and you may as well, there are good places to stick the speakers overall and to hide things.
Let me just say to everyone, you must understand that Chucky and I do have a little bit of disagreement about the center channel, but not listening when you don't want to get rid of the center channel. The center channel is there in Total Perspective. It's there without a center channel, and it doesn't matter where you are in the room. You have the center channel, you just don't have the bloody speaker there.
Correct.
And that's the extraordinary thing. So, I mean, that's the important thing. Now I'm going to go to
sorry, one last point.
Yes.
Our system is compatible with the center channel too. If you want the option of the center, you can put it there, but we deliberately don't run it in here. Very briefly, we've just had a demonstration where we all sit wherever the hell we want in this room, and we tend not to sit in the middle anymore. Right. And that's an effect of this system.
I want to go to David and ask David a question. If I don't know if he has the answer to it, but when we were watching and listening to Avatar, we were listening not to the multi-channel tracks. We were listening simply to the two-channel track. And I heard 50% more environmental sound, clarity, and envelopment than I heard with the 7.1 surround. Can you give any perspective on that to our forum members?
Perspective?
Total perspective.
Perhaps to clarify what we're hearing in this room as well, we've got it set up as a we have a top and a bottom field. They're both playing the same content. It does help greatly to make the entire room like a sphere.
We did that because it's a 3D system.
But it is a 3D system. It has the capability, if you had some material deliberately designed for it, you could have a top field and a bottom field run separately and both separately decoded through.
Without channels.
Yeah, and that comes through four channels.